Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Wednesday, January 31st, 2023. This is my pre-market report. I want you to stick around here for a while. I have a lot to talk to you about. A lot is going on, and a couple of huge things are about to happen. So let's talk about that. First of all, before we even touch on the stock market or the Federal Reserve, who we're going to hear from today with regard to their monetary policy decision, I want to bring a couple of other things to your to the forefront of your thought process, because it's pretty big here. So what do we understand? You and I have discussed for months now that Iran has a bomb site over it. The United States is determined to pull Iran into this Middle Eastern war. The U.S. is at war. You're not allowed to know that. It's not even being called a kinetic action. It's called an intervention. And we got some interesting words here from our illustrious president. So I want you to pay attention to some of this stuff. First of all, the way this is being put together should really send you a message. First of all, you already understand what's going on and you know why. Iran is going to be hit for one reason and one reason only. It's alliance with the BRICS nations. Now, the BRICS nations are well prepared for what's going to happen. If you and I understand what's going on here, again, OPEC nations now being directly aligned with the BRICS nations is a direct threat to the petrodollar. Many of you believe this is dead. It is not dead. The U.S. dollar remains the world reserve currency. The BRICS nations don't like this. The world does not like the U.S. dollar being the world reserve because of its, well, I was going to say mismanagement, but it's not really a mismanagement here. What we're seeing with regard to the dollar, debt surging out of control here, debasement of the dollar, debasement of central bank issued currencies around the world here, this is not a good thing here. And nations are frankly sick and tired of the U.S. dollar exporting inflation to the rest of the world via this mechanism, henceforth why the BRICS alliance wanting to sidestep the dollar. Okay. Now, I've explained to you for years that the Federal Reserve will defend the petrodollar. And the world reserve currency, being the Federal Reserve now has it, with as many human lives as it takes. If they have to destroy, if they have to wipe out half the world's population to do it, they will do that. Now, so we found out, and this is amazing to me, it really is, that, again, our illustrious president, he has decided, in other words, it's his decision, he has decided his response to Americans being killed in Jordan and the dozens that were wounded. First of all, he does not decide a thing. You know that already. I was just going to say something kind of bad, but let's not do that. All right. I have explained to all of you now, this has been planned out and thought out for a very long time. It's the Pentagon who decides. They set all this stuff up. Okay. They're the ones that decide at the behest of the Federal Reserve who gets attacked when and where. Now, he did not decide anything. According to, it was asked of him this morning, had he decided how to respond? And he said yes. He didn't decide anything, okay? He also has pointed his finger directly at Iran. No surprise. You and I have called this out before anybody else. The attacks in Yemen, we called out before anybody else. We knew this was going to happen. Now, as I had alluded to earlier, the BRICS nations here, again, Iran being a member here, Russia and China, they're not going to take this. They already have planned a response. And I believe their response is going to be a cyber attack on the United States financial system. It's the Achilles heel here. You understand that. The debt of the United States is a terrible liability. All right. If in fact I am correct, and I believe that there is a very high probability that this is going to happen in response to a direct attack on Iran, which is, it's a lock. You understand that. We've talked about it for the longest time. It's going to happen. The BRICS nations are going to respond here. This is going to get worse and worse. Again, we are in World War III. A cyber attack on the United States financial system would cripple our country. Cripple. And of course, there would be another response back. This is how it works. You all know that. So I want you to be ready for that. You need to have some cash on hand. I want you to... You need this, okay? If, in fact, the financial system shuts down, even for a brief period of time, there's going to be pandemonium, absolute pandemonium. They're going to target the financial markets. They're going to target the banking system. You need to have some cash on hand for when this occurs. Again, people are so... Who carries cash anymore? I don't carry cash anymore. That's the truth. Most people don't. It's all swipe, 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 swipe. You know, it's all digital. The system is basically digital as it is. And it's a terrible liability for the United States. Of course, the United States is ready for something like that. But Russia and China, believe me, they have, or they're trying to develop, or maybe they already have it, a counter strategy to this. That's how it always works. So you should expect a cyber attack against the financial system, the banking system of the United States. If this goes down, you're going to need some cash to transact. And I told you this for the longest time. Keep some cash in your house. You understand? Because again, if this goes down even for an hour, people will panic on such a scale, it will be pandemonium. Again, this is what they want to do. It would create fear on an unprecedented scale. And then, of course, there'll be a cyber attack going back and forth. Cyber warfare is the way of the future in many ways. So that's where this is going to go here. We're going to hit Iran. Maybe we'll hit their financial system as well. This is the Achilles heel of the world. And we already, look, what do we know about the financial system? It is a perpetual vacuum that demands that more cash be pulled into it every second. If that mechanism is interrupted, the whole system goes down. The system is illiquid. You all know that. None more so than here in the United States, where liquidity is actually being pulled out of the system by the Federal Reserve. You know this. The repo operation here, go look at it. Go, you know, the truth is always hidden in plain sight. Go look at the Federal Reserve's repo facility here. Just let your fingers do the walking. Open up a search engine. I showed you a chart of this recently. They're pulling liquidity out of the system very quietly. At the same time, they're expanding war. You think this is a coincidence here? Pulling liquidity in one spot, but adding it in another. This is in no way a coincidence here. The fact that war is expanding at the same time the Federal Reserve is pulling liquidity out of the system, this is by design here. Everything we're seeing is by design. This is a game. You just got to know where the pieces fit. That's where you and I come in. You understand? So anyway here, so President Joe Biden, it thing creature, has now decided how the U.S. will respond. He decided nothing here. He has pointed his finger at Iran. Iran is going to be hit. I've been telling you to be ready for this for months. That's where it's going here. Expect a retaliatory strike in the form of a cyber attack, period, the end. That's where it's going. So just so you know. Anyway, so that's that whole thing. And I think that's the message I want to get out to you this morning. On the back of expanding war, and you and I called this again, we also called something else, a drop in the 10-year yield. The 10-year yield is now 4.02, down from Friday's close of 4.17. This mechanism here opens a doorway for cash to make its way. Excuse me. Wow. Into the perceived safety of debt. And that helps the Federal Reserve. This is by design as well. This is not good. Anyway, so with that, again, I will be staying long this market here. Now, I want to show you something else. This is off the front page of MarketWatch. This is a story that was done by Michael Brush. It's an interesting take on what's happening here with the tech sector. There's a lot of calls about this looking similar to the dot-com era. First of all, there's no resemblance whatsoever. That's number one. Number two, just listen to the title of this. The cautionary signals are off the charts. Ominous warnings point to a market correction, particularly in tech. First of all, we need a market correction. You all know that. This market has gone straight freaking up. Is this guy, does he think he's some kind of a rocket scientist to tell us that this market needs some kind of correction here, especially in tech? No. It's a no-brainer here. This must happen. It has to happen. And this would be very bullish for the market as long as, there's the stipulation that I've been telling all of you for 1,000 years now, it feels like at least, risk remains at bay. And do you think it's not going to be as the Federal Reserve buys more debt, as more debt is forced into the perceived safety of debt, as war expands? Of course not. That's going to drive more cash into the market. A correction would be amazing. I would love it and I would welcome it and I would be buying that dip. Now, with regard to tech, I've been telling all of you, all my lions out here, where's the big opportunity for 24? It's in tech. So if we do get this, Michael Brush, okay? If we get this, welcome it, embrace it, and you should be loading up on tech. You understand? As long as they keep risk at bay. Watch the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. There's nothing like it on the planet, and it's free to every single one of you. Link in the description of this video. The market's comfortable right here in this high-risk environment. High risk means high reward. Duh. Okay, I think we're pretty clear on that. No risk, well, in a low-risk environment, it doesn't mean that there's no risk at all. There's always a risk of an outlying event. A cyber attack on the U.S. financial system would be more or less of an outlier. Okay, no one's expecting this to happen except you and me because we just called it here on this video blog. Expect it though. And, again, would this be a black swan? It would certainly rock the markets, especially if they target the financial system, which I think is going to happen. So just be aware of these things here. I think there's a very, very high probability of that. Again, the BRICS nations, the BRICS alliance is not going to take this lightly. Don't you think they've expected this? Okay, this is a direct threat to the rulership of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve against the petrodollar as well. I mean, this took a big leap forward when Saudi Arabia and Iran joined the BRICS alliance. These are OPEC nations, okay? The United States military must still protect their oil. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It's a crazy freaking thing, the way this is set up. The petrodollar exists for one reason. One reason and one reason only. That is because OPEC nations agreed to price their oil in dollars for guaranteed military protection of that oil. Why do you think United States troops are all over the Middle East? Because it's fun, because they're out there protecting us from terrorism? Is that what you think it is? Well, then you have no clue. Okay, they're out there to protect the oil. That's what this is all about. Wake up. Do you need a little smack across the face? Maybe you do. But that's what this is all about, people. Anyway, I want to hear from you. How many of you believe that Biden, it's his decision, he's decided what he's going to do because he's the smartest man in the room. How about the man can't walk and chew gum at the same time? Okay, it's the truth. He makes no decision. No president makes a decision at all. It's the central banks colluding with the military-industrial complex who decide who lives and who dies. You all know that too. I tell you, people, most people still live in their fantasy land that this is some kind of a representative democracy. How about no? Markets today, futures, Dow futures, at least the last time I looked at them, are slightly higher. S&P futures are lower. NASDAQ futures are lower as well. 10-year yield dropping like a rock, 4.02. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. You knew this was going to happen. U.S. dollar this morning, slightly higher. The market is anticipating what the Fed's going to do later. This is Fed Day. We're going to hear from the freak show later today. You all know that. We'll discuss that later. It's going to be epic. But they're not going to raise. They're not going to lower rates today. They're not going to do anything today. I sincerely doubt it. We'll see where that goes, though. I think it's going to be a big fat zero. Could it move the market? Sure it could. But again, the market's anticipating an attack here. On directly on Iran, and it's going to be big, according to President Thing, Mummy Man, sitting behind the Resolute Desk, creature of the highest order. And just a puppet, as they all are. They're all puppets. Bah, 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 bah. They just say what they're told to say. I don't care who sits behind the Resolute Desk. That's what they do. Okay, you may not think that, you may not believe that, but again, your faith is in the wrong place. It's unfortunate. What else do we want to talk about here, people? So I want to hear from you on that. Do you really believe it's his decision? No. This has been planned out for months. We talked about it already. This is the Pentagon, the Federal Reserve, pointing their finger at whoever's going to die. And a lot of people are going to die, unfortunately. A lot more people than you think. There also is going to be a retaliatory strike for this. Could it be in the form of a cyber attack? Very well could be. On the financial system, absolutely. Be ready for it. Have some cash on hand in case this does happen. Look, there's nothing wrong with having the high ground. You must always have the high ground here. You understand? Always think ahead. If you're not thinking ahead, you're behind the curve and you're going to lose. You have to always be ahead of the curve. You understand? And that's where I promise to keep all of you. I got your backs. We got each other's backs. Always. All right, look, very important video. I want to hear from you. Where did I get it right? Where did I get it wrong? Let me know. I'm not too old to learn something new. You think I pretty much nailed this to the wall? I bet most of you are going to say yes. All right, with that said, I'm going to let you all go. I will see you later to discuss the Fed's decision, which they've already decided, of course. And we live, unfortunately, they dictate our fate. It's unfortunate that we have to live under the rule and the rulership of this private institution who has made puppets of the entire world. And I'm talking about central banks collectively who are world control. Once you realize that, everything else will make sense to you here with regard to the military-industrial complex, with regard to who lives and who dies, and who succeeds and who fails. They decide it all. You understand? I hope you do. I will see you later. I love you a lot. Please get this video out there. Please share this video. And comment, as I said. I'll see you later.